last word on the general election 2024.
I'm Ben Finnegan and we're into day 13 of the campaign. Coming up, a plan for autism services, Labour's plan on policing, and Sinn Féin defends a review of RTÉ's international coverage. We'll start with what happened on the last word on Today FM today. There was a first interview with one of the leaders who could be the Taoiseach after the election. It was a Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin. Today FM's Jessica Woodlock was following along. It was quite lengthy and in-depth, Jessica.
Yes, Ben. So Micheál Martin very much spoke in general statements on a lot of the areas. So a lot of what was covered was immigration, housing, sort of the topics that we're hearing are being brought up in the doors. But as I said, he spoke in the general with very little reference to actual Fianna Fáil proposals.
Mm, a lot of the interview dealt with, the first part anyway, dealt with immigration.
Immigration is a huge point for Fianna Fáil, probably not by their own choosing. So it's down to two candidates, Sligo Leitrim's Adele McSharry and Longford Westmeath's Dimpna Cunniff. So you've probably heard of the statements, Ben.
There was some controversy surrounding these comments. What's the background to these comments that were made and the backlash that has come since?
So it all started, I suppose you could say it started a couple of weeks ago if you had been following along on certain candidates' social media accounts. But essentially, Adele McSharry did an interview where she said the government's policy around migration and immigration was reckless and irresponsible. Basically a direct attack at her own party, who have obviously been in government for 4 years. But Dimpna is where it gets really interesting. So Dimpna is the Sligo Leitrim candidate running for Fianna Fáil, and she's really posted quite fiery stuff. So it first appeared in the Irish Independent that her social media was highly critical against plans for accommodating asylum seekers. So the account, and I say the account on purpose, which we'll get back to, but the account posted, "Would you want your children walking to school adjacent to the coming and goings of 1,000 asylum seekers awaiting background checks from countries dubbed high risk as per government documents?" So as I mentioned there, I don't say the account by accident. There's something very Agatha Christie, Colleen Rooney-esque about the whole thing, because she has since come out and told the Irish Independent that someone else has access to her account. And I did have a quick look at her TikTok today, and there's still plenty of comments that are highly critical against government policy. And all of this, Ben, is to do with plans for accommodating asylum seekers in Athlone. And another interesting thing to arise from it is a spokesperson also spoke to the Irish Independent and said that her account was looked after by a social media manager, and with the tiny character limit and lack of context, posts should not be taken as statements. So obviously in today's day and age, that really doesn't cut it from a Fianna Fáil candidate.
And Matt did ask Micheál Martin in the interview about how he responded, whether he supported the comments that were made, and this is how he dealt with it.
I don't agree with that, and I think Dimpna has withdrawn that. But the more important point, and to be fair, there is a lot of agitation below in Athlone at the moment. Concern would be a better word. A lot of councillors share that concern of all parties in terms of the proposal, which is there are already asylum seekers in Athlone in around about that location, and they're coming forward with alternative views. Some of the councillors are, I believe, they're taking legal action. So we have to engage with the local community there. We have to engage and support communities throughout Ireland in respect of the immigration system. We have immigration centres in every county in Ireland. It is creating pressure.
Right. Moving away from immigration now, housing. Micheál Martin was asked about their manifesto proposal about 60,000 homes a year. They've been in government the last 5 years. There hasn't been close to 60,000 homes delivered any year. How does Fianna Fáil propose to get it? You know, in terms of state building, a few parties have said there should be a state construction company. How does Fianna Fáil think it will get to 60,000 homes a year?
Yes, Fed, so housing has been the critical, I suppose, talking point for this election. And Fianna Fáil say they'll build at least 12,000 social housing units per year. They say they'll create an above-the-shop refurbishment grant of €100,000, and they'll extend the Help to Buy scheme as far as 2030. And the Help to Buy scheme is an area that's been brought up a lot because Micheál Martin and Fianna Fáil are, of course, highly critical of Sinn Féin's plans to phase it out. So they also say they'll build 10,000 affordable units a year, and these policies, and as well as the Help to Buy scheme, will build supply and bring supply up to 60,000 a year by 2030.
Right, okay. And then in terms of the cost of living, you know, it's been mentioned as one of the bigger talking points on the doorstep that people continually talk about the cost of living. And I believe Micheál Martin was asked about the energy credits.
Yes, so Micheál Martin said he was asked if energy credits are going to have to become a permanent feature. And he essentially said yes, but he said in a very sort of spin way that Fianna Fáil is going to help all families. But that, of course, is in reference to universal credits, which have been criticised because they, you know, award the rich and the poor, some might say. So he very much, I suppose, led on that Fianna Fáil will do universal credits. Cost of living, they have a whole range of measures as well. They're going to raise the state pension to at least €350 per week. And that's the line they have been championing throughout this campaign. But it's important to say that this will be over time. So it will only hit that €350 benchmark by 2028. There's other, I suppose, allowances that they want to bring in. They want to maintain the retirement age at 66. And they've also said they're going to increase the living alone allowance, although they haven't said by how much they'll do that. And similar to Sinn Féin and Fine Gael, they're going to abolish the means test for the carers allowance as well. And a huge cost of living, I suppose, aspect is the energy prices. And this is an interesting proposal that Fianna Fáil have. So they're going to create a new Minister of State for Energy. So there really is a lot of creation of new departments and new roles being promised with all of the parties' campaign manifestos, not just Fianna Fáil. But this energy minister, Fianna Fáil say, will help Ireland's energy transformation. So it sounds very fancy, but in reality, it is likely to be tasked with things like Ireland's national energy grid, which we heard in that interview Micheál Martin mentioned. And Fianna Fáil also say that this energy minister would be responsible for the direct investment of €2.5 billion. And we also heard in that interview from Micheál Martin about the VAT rate on energy bills. And he was very keen to get across that they don't want the money put back on the consumer. And he said, in fact, that the state will have to take on those extra costs. So he has committed again that they're going to keep the VAT rate at 9% on energy bills.
Yeah, and Matt did raise, like, they were, what, eight days away from polls, 9 days away. And Micheál Martin was asked if he believed that over the next 9 days, the cost of living will become the major talking point throughout the campaign.
Without question, families are under enormous pressure because of the inflation that occurred after COVID and because of the energy crisis after the invasion of Ukraine. No doubt about that. And I understand that. I know that. We meet people. We also want to get the price of the groceries down. And I think we have to look at the supply chain, as it's called, and basically getting goods from factory to the shop, to the shelf. And that means helping hauliers more. I think there was too many costs put on hauliers in the last number of years. And I think that we have to change tack, because I think sometimes the haulage industry gets a bad press.
And something that was also raised over the years is an idea of weighting public sector staff salaries. This is like teachers and Gardaí for those that live in Dublin, where it's more expensive to live than it would be to live and work in rural areas. Colleague Norma Foley has been asked about it numerous times over the years, and Micheál Martin was also asked if he would support that idea.
I think we'd have to look at other mechanisms in terms of industrial relations and pay talks and so on like that. It'd be extremely difficult, in my view, to ring fence or demarcate a particular boundary around a given area in terms of if you're on the other side of the boundary, you get a lesser pay rate, and I think that could lead to complexities that are not easily resolved.
And Jessica, overall, you sat through the near hour-long interview. How do you think Micheál Martin came across?
I think he came across very well. One thing that's been an aspect of this campaign is Micheál Martin's, what he would disagree with, but his tetchiness. And that didn't really come across in this interview. As I said at the beginning, he spoke in very general statements, but he did come across quite measured, whereas, you know, some might argue that he hasn't so far in this campaign. But one thing that I think has been overlooked, and Matt certainly didn't mention it, is the revealing information from the campaign this week, I think it was just yesterday or in the last few days, that Micheál Martin hasn't eaten a biscuit in 30 years, which I think is actually one of the most shocking things to come from this election campaign so far.
I don't know whether to believe him or not, because like he's missed out on so many biscuits that wouldn't have existed 30 years ago. And it makes me think he hasn't eaten a biscuit in my entire lifetime.
I think it says a lot more about his politics than anything else we've heard from Micheál Martin so far.
Today FM's Jessica Woodlock, thank you for following along to that interview and thank you for bringing us up to speed on it. You can listen to that full interview between Micheál Martin and Matt Cooper on podcast, and you can tune into the general election coverage from The Last Word every day on Today FM from 4:30. Right, let's get back to other issues raised on the campaign today. An independent review of RTE's coverage of international conflicts is about ensuring proper scrutiny, according to Sinn Féin. Now, the party is defending including the measure within its election manifesto, and this is in the wake of criticism from some other parties and the National Union of Journalists. Sinn Féin TD Louise O'Reilly says they want to ensure RTE is a trusted news source.
What we want to do is we want to ensure that, you know, there is accountability, that there is scrutiny in all matters. And, you know, RTE have been open to criticism that at times they're covering of the Middle East was not up to scratch, and we want to make sure that they are held to that the standards that we have are upheld and that those are the highest standards.
Fianna Fáil is committing to introducing a new National Centre for Autism and Neurodivergent Services. Now, that's if it's part of the next government. The party says this would provide supports for assessments and therapy and diagnosis. Election candidate in Dublin, Catherine Arda, says the current system has failed to accommodate for her son, who has autism. She believes Fianna Fáil's proposal for a one-stop shop for school applications for children with autism is a fairer system for families.
This week, many families, including my own, have received rejection letters to school places across the country. It's frustrating, it's heartbreaking, and it's absolutely exhausting. And it's a reality that no family should have to face. Parents, like me, should not have to fight so hard for what should be a very basic right.
Bringing back retired Gardaí and upgrading training salaries. These are some of the Labour proposals to help improve policing around the country. Now, if it's part of the next government, the party plans to bring in 200 civilian staff, which it says would free up Gardaí from administrative work so they can focus on frontline duties. Labour is also pledging to rebuild on Garda Síochána and offer an additional occupational pension for uniformed services to recognise the burden and risk the jobs have. Candidate in Tipperary's Alan Kelly, he says improving Garda retention isn't a quick fix.
It's going to take a considerable amount of time. That's why we need to bring back in retired Gardaís to do basic jobs. But also over that period of time, we need to be bringing in about 1,000 Gardaí a year, because we'll be losing 400 to 500 a year. And over a 5 to 6 year period, we will bring up those numbers.
Fine Gael says it's concerned about how Sinn Féin would finance its manifesto promises. The party plans to spend an extra €56 billion, which is made up of €41.8 billion in capital spend and €14.3 billion in current spend. That will be over the lifetime of the government, if it was part of that government. Pascal Dunahoom is labelling the plan as a huge risk. He is the public expenditure minister and a candidate in Dublin for Fine Gael. He believes Sinn Féin doesn't have a backup plan if current economic conditions change.
Sinn Féin are telling the country that if you're earning less than €45,000, you won't have to pay USC. They're telling the country they're going to get rid of carbon tax. They're telling the country they're going to get rid of the local property tax. They're making all these promises in relation to taxation and saying they're going to spend more and more and more. Where is the money going to come from?
And that's it for day 13. Unlucky for some, maybe. We'll be back with more tomorrow.
The Last Word on the general election 2024. Today FM.